This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
How often do we just start things that feel like an intervention?
Often.
It's very sort often. Of on the daily.
They don't just feel like an intervention. They're failed interventions.
I know that I consume alcohol a lot.
The first step is admitting you have a problem. Good job.
I don't think it's a problem, though.
Oh.
Okay, well, this is, yeah.
We don't.
So this is where the AA people.
We'll try again later.
I'm probably qualify, if I do have a problem, I would definitely qualify as functional.
Yes.
Am I ever late for work?
No.
Am I ever like drinking while I'm here?
No.
We
and
don't
I have
know.
No. And I have heard that is like a weird. I've heard Dr. Drew of TV fame. I don't know. He's on like Teen Mom and stuff, but he's talked about alcoholism. He's an addiction medicine specialist, and he said that like you're not actually an alcoholic unless it's affecting your personal life, your work life, because a lot of people can drink 10 beers every night and be functional. And that for some people, that would be alcoholism. For some people, it's not. So it's not like a number on how much you're drinking. It's when it's affecting
And your you're going to make me a liar when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. This job, it's sort of a requirement of this job to drink. Now, you can get by with
not. Yeah, I was going to say it's not a requirement, but it is... not promoted, but it is
promoted.
Encouraged, maybe?
Yes.
Sobriety is frowned upon.
Yes, in this establishment. Thank you. I needed a sentence like that. Because, like, if we go out with big, big clients, and they're like, ooh, let's all have Manhattans, or let's open a big bottle of wine, and you're like, you know, you just look... I understand that it's weird, but, like, am I saying this right? Because I'm like... Tia can get by with it.
I don't know that I do get by with it, though. I don't think people like it when I don't drink.
They don't.
Well, that's a personal problem for them.
They don't like it, but who cares? Screw them.
That's what I'm trying to do. Yes, it's just,
I will be a champion for you the next time we're out and somebody is okay. Like...
Buddy, I already got that done.
What?
I did that last
time. No, you did it, but now I'm going to do it.
Drink.
Right. No.
Okay.
Because you went through a little phase. I don't know what happened. Maybe you got a little scared straight.
No, my sister was dying, and so I started drinking more. But I'm better now. Sorry, dark humor.
Okay. Having said all of that, it was all a preamble for this. I just found out recently that someone that I know and that I adore, we hang out, we go do things. They're a fun person. Mm. And the other day I started to get that. I was like, today just doesn't feel like a brown day. Like it didn't feel like drinking bourbon. It was just like, how about a vodka tonic?
Okay.
And they were like, making the sound of like, and I was like, what are you doing?
Are you choking? Like, what's going on?
There is no one on... If you're not an alcoholic, you have to like vodka. Vodka is...
Like vodka?
You can't... Okay, how about... rephrase. You cannot legally dislike vodka. It goes with everything, and if you put the right amount in, pretty much genuinely tastes like nothing. Like a Moscow Mule tastes like ginger beer and lime.
Yeah.
Does it taste like vodka?
No.
Okay. Then I just won the whole argument.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't, because like Tito's vodka, delicious. But if...
No, if you're drinking Gordon's or something in a plastic bottle that you drop off the building and it wouldn't break.
What is the first alcohol everyone goes to?
What?
The plastic bottle vodka.
No.
So then you just
not my
get,
friends. Hang out with my friends.
No.
We're drinking good vodka.
Now you are, yes. But back in the day, you were not. And
I know.
So it scars you.
So and that's so, that's the problem. Are you a non-vodka drinker?
No, I do.
All right. Well, you, and it, the reason I kind of wanted to talk about it here is you seem like you might be adjacent to that person.
Because I don't like vodka.
How can you just say
who would like vodka?
Everyone who drinks thinks vodka is good.
No, I don't think they think it's good. I think it's just
there.
Yeah,
it's classic.
Yeah, because you got to mix it with something. Yeah. So that in itself means it's not good. If you otherwise, you would just drink it straight.
But then you don't like
vodka on the rocks. You're like, whoa, brother.
No, you've got a problem. Do good vodka, like Ciroc on the rocks, unreal. Like a little twist of lemon in there, and you're set.
But is it a flavored Ciroc?
No,
because they have all the wild berry, all the different flavors.
No, I'm not
exactly. No. Those are bad ones.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't think you like vodka. I don't like vodka. No, I don't. If somebody offered me a glass of vodka, I would say no, thank you. I don't like that. Do you have water, perhaps? Like, I know it looks
okay, but in a mix. I'm just okay.
Or like this, I have a water bottle here. This is the college thing: is fill a water bottle full of vodka, take it to wherever you're going.
And do what? Just drink it?
Mix it with whatever you find there.
Okay.
But that's how you get around when you're not.
Yes.
And it's terrible. You don't just drink it straight. No one's like, oh, all I need a bottle of vodka. It's there. It doesn't taste good.
It does taste good.
Once you mix it with
stuff. Once you mix it with stuff
that tastes good.
So if I rephrase it, will everyone agree? You cannot dislike vodka. I'm not saying you have to like it, but vodka doesn't mess up your life. Okay, it can.
It absolutely does.
Help me make this. Please text in and say, text in a reason you don't like vodka. Other than like it hurt your puppy. Like vodka hasn't hurt anyone. And it because
that
if I
is
gave
what
you,
an alcoholic says.
Yeah, I think I agree with Aaron that's you start off with the cheap vodka. That's what everyone starts with, and then you rip shots of it, and it's terrible, and it burns, and you plug your nose, and all, and that's how you learn how to drink if you're going to do it. And then sometimes you're like, yeah, that's enough. I don't need to.
I'm good.
Yeah,
but don't you? Think
I get what vodka's all about.
I quit. Like, all I'm saying is,
yay!
Damn it!
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.